Sergeant Rafael Ramos of the New York Army National Guard has been returned to the Erie County payroll. However, he remains on unpaid leave from his role as a laborer in the Department of Public Works. He's been on an active duty mission which began in February 2018. Last summer, county officials deemed that Ramos had failed to turn in the paperwork, reporting his duty was extended beyond the original expiration date. He was terminated last July. Controller Stefan Mihailu first raised complaints last week, saying the Poloncarz administration was breaking the law. And on Monday, he suggested Poloncarz acted, knowing the political embarrassment this has caused.
It never should have gotten to this point to begin with. Had we not applied public pressure on Mark Poloncarz, he never would have put Sergeant Ramos back on the payroll. And I am incredibly proud of the efforts that we put forward, the union, the Office of Erie County Comptroller, to make sure that we honor and respect a member of the military that is serving the homeland and is on the payroll in Erie County.
The union representing Ramos recently endorsed Poloncarz's upcoming election opponent, Lynn Dixon. However, Rich Canazzi, AFSCME Local 1095 president, insists there is no political motivation behind this complaint.
If we wanted to coordinate this where it was going to be beneficial for whomever, then we would have waited till closer to November. So this had nothing to do with going after anybody during election time.
Poloncarz, in a written statement issued Monday, expressed support for county employees serving in the military, noting that Public Works Commissioner William Geary, who wrote the letter informing Ramos of his termination last summer, is himself away from his office on a military-related leave. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.